This episode of Albemarle High School's Podcast Network is brought to you by Goodreads. Goodreads is a social cataloging website that allows you to freely search Goodreads' extensive user-populated database of books, annotations, and reviews. You, the listener, can sign up today at www.goodreads.com/amazon/podcasts. And while you're there, enter the promo code RACER to receive stunning grades on your upcoming assignments. Again, that's www.goodreads.com/amazon/podcasts, promo code RACER. Now, back to the podcast. Think about life without fast food. And yeah, it is hard to imagine. We've all grown up in the industry after all. We know that if we don't want to spend our time in the kitchen, we can simply go down the road and pick up a cheap meal. And the time this saves us is invaluable. So much so that it's funny when an author creates a critically acclaimed best-selling book that makes light of this industry.
And now you're asking yourself, what's this book? Well, we'll find out after the intro.
This is Albemarle High School's Podcast Network. This week's podcast, Dario Balki on the Fast Food Nation. As heard in the intro, this week's book is A Fast Food Nation, The Dark Side of the All-American Meal. It is a book by investigative journalist Eric Schlosser that examines the local and global influence of the United States fast food industry.
Attempting to bring in the best profits possible, fast food corporations have taken over a large portion of the production of potatoes, cattle, and poultry in the United States that, quote, huge corporate farms are swallowing up family-run farms, and although the corporate giants provide a lot of jobs, the wages are offered at extremely low non-union rates, and working conditions are dangerous and sometimes lethal, end quote. In the last couple of decades, the Golden Arches and other logos of fast food restaurants have blanketed other countries around the world. There seems to be no limit to how fast food grows and continues to influence. For 96% of American school children can identify Ronald McDonald. The only fictional character with a higher degree of recognition is Santa Claus. Schlosser says it's nearly impossible to overstate the impact of the fast food industry on the nation's culture, economy, and diet. That, quote, McDonald's Golden Arches are now more widely recognized than the Christian cross, end quote.
Let's put the fast food industry's power in context. Quote, there are about 14,000 McDonald's in America alone, not including the other 160,000 fast food chains nationally, a study showed in 2011, end quote. And imagine that, quote, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimates roughly 560,000 people a day will be infected or will develop a foodborne disease by 2020. Foodborne diseases that more than a quarter of Americans already suffer from. 20,000 people per year will have food poisoning due to the practices of the meat industry. End quote. Possibly one of my favorite lines by Schlosser follows, quote, the medical literature on the causes of food poisoning is full of euphemisms and dry scientific terms. Coliform levels, aerobic plate counts, sorbitol, McCongy, agar, and so on. Behind the lies is a simple explanation for why eating a hamburger can make you seriously ill. There is shit in the meat.
And if that doesn't concern you, it should. If our generation doesn't stop this trend now, future generations will be very affected. Schlosser states that, quote, as obesity rates climb, the finger of blame is more and more consistently pointed in the direction of Americans addicted to fast food. The burgers and fries taste good, and they are so hard to resist, end quote. Schlosser insists that, quote, the fast food industry is making sure Americans remain addicted. Children are lured to fast food chains in a number of ways. Playgrounds have been built around easy-to-access restaurants, popular toys are handed out with meals, and more tempting yet, fast food is advertised both inside of schools And on the side of school buses in some states, burgers are even the main item in schools and cafeteria menus. And considering America's love of the French fry, it's no surprise that kids are getting bigger. These percentage of children and teenagers who are overweight has tripled in the past 30 years, according to the Center for Disease Control. One third of overweight students are so heavy they will probably have serious health problems later on in life, end quote. Of course, you know, it's not just young people who are getting heavier. It's all Americans. The U.S. Surgeon General Dr. David Satcher is so concerned about childhood obesity that he has declared it an, quote, epidemic, end quote. Schlosser also states that, quote, we see a nation of young people seriously at risk starting out obese and dooming themselves to the difficult task of overcoming tough illness. He also said that he's not talking about kids who are chubby or a little plump, that there are kids out there who are more than 20% above their ideal weight, kids whose weight makes it hard for them to move around, get upstairs, and even breathe. Doctors are finding that more and more severely overweight children have medical problems such as fatty liver, a precursor to liver disease, high blood pressure, and increased likelihood of type 2 diabetes. In addition, obese children are becoming prime candidates for heart attacks and stroke, even while in their teens. Ideal weight is usually given in a range of at least 15 pounds. If you have a small frame, you should probably be toward the bottom range, and logically the opposite for bigger people. If you are more than a few pounds above your ideal weight, you are overweight. But if you are more than 20% above your ideal overweight, you are obese. That means your weight could start to endanger your health. That's it for this week's episode of Albemarle High School's Podcast Network. Don't forget to join us next week for another episode. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to www.albemarlehighschoolpodcasts.com to gain access to all of our free resources. Thank you for listening.